BBC News with Julie Candler. Suspected Boko Haram militants from Nigeria have kidnapped dozens of people, many of them children, in Cameroon. The country's information minister said the militants attacked in the early hours of Sunday in the far north of Cameroon. From Lagos, here's Will Ross.
Security sources say the Boko Haram fighters attacked the village of Maba in Mokolo district, close to the Nigerian border. It's not known how many people were killed or exactly how many were taken away by the jihadists, who also set fire to more than 20 homes. In recent years, almost all of Boko Haram's attacks have been inside Nigeria, but now villages, towns and barracks in Cameroon are also being targeted. Neighbouring Chad has just sent soldiers to help Cameroon in the fight against the jihadists.
The Lebanese Shia movement Hezbollah says five of its fighters, including a senior commander, have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in the Syrian sector of the Golan Heights. The incident took place days after the Hezbollah leader, Hassan Nasrallah, warned that his forces might retaliate against what he called repeated Israeli strikes inside Syria. Paul Wood reports from Beirut.
Not only was a senior Hezbollah commander killed in the Israeli strike, but also, we're told, a commander with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. To compound the blow for Hezbollah, the dead also included Jihad Mughniyeh, son of the late Hezbollah military chief Imad Mughniyeh. It's not clear if this strike was another targeted killing, as Israel calls them. Instead, an Israeli security source is quoted as saying that one of its helicopters on the border with Syria fired a missile into a car conducting reconnaissance for a Hezbollah attack.
The United States Secret Service says that shots have been fired near the home of the Vice President Joe Biden in Delaware. Secret Service personnel stationed at the house heard the shots on Saturday evening and saw a vehicle drive past at high speed. Mr. Biden and his wife were out when the incident happened. The Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has vowed to retake control of eastern regions of the country from pro-Russian rebels. He was speaking at a rally in the capital Kiev as the battle intensified around Donetsk airport in the east.
We will not give up any piece of Ukrainian land. We will ensure the return of Donbass. And we will show that one more highly important factor in our victory is our unity. Now Ukraine is united as never before, and our unity is one more guarantee of victory.
After days of heavy fighting and a claim from the rebels that they controlled the airport, the army said it had retaken most of the ground. The two sides have been exchanging heavy artillery fire around Donetsk. Russia called for an immediate ceasefire, accusing Ukrainian forces of renewing their shelling of the area. World News from the BBC. The Belgian authorities have announced they will seek the extradition of one of the people arrested in Greece on Saturday over a possible link with a foiled Islamist attack. Earlier, Belgian officials had denied any link between a group of six people arrested in Greece and the jihadi cell uncovered last Thursday. But a statement from the Belgian prosecutor's office said that after further analysis there were enough reasons to request the extradition. Palestinian protesters have thrown eggs at the Canadian Foreign Minister John Baird as he was visiting the West Bank city of Ramallah. Mr. Baird was not hit, though some eggs struck his motorcade. Canada has opposed the Palestinians' recent move to join the International Criminal Court. Mr. Baird said Canada would not apologize for its support for Israel.
We take a strong position supporting the only liberal democratic state in the region. We take the view that progress is best made at the negotiation table, not through unilateral actions on either side. We're proud of that position. We believe it's the best one, and don't apologize for it.
Mr. Baird was in Ramallah to meet his Palestinian counterpart during a five-day trip to the region. Authorities in the Central African Republic say a leader of the Christian anti-Balaka militia has been arrested in connection with murders, rapes and looting during the country's sectarian violence between Christians and Muslims. The country's prosecutor said Rodrigue Ngabona, known as Andilo, had been detained on Saturday by Cameroonian peacekeepers after several months on the run. On the second day of the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament, former winners Zambia have drawn 1-1 with the Democratic Republic of Congo. Tunisia and the Cape Verde Islands also drew 1-1. All four teams in Group B now have 1 point each. The hosts, Equatorial Guinea, have been criticised for poor preparation, but had only 2 months to get ready after Morocco pulled out because of fears about Ebola. BBC News.